this week, we've been taking a look back on the D.C. riots 50 years ago. And joining us live in studio now, our Capitol Hill correspondent, Dave McConnell, who covered the unrest in those days after the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. And Dave, we welcome you to the studio this morning. It's always good to have you in the studio.
Good to be here.
So tell us about your experiences. What did you see? And what was that time like?
Well, it was a time long ago and far away, yeah. I guess you could say, in the mind at least, metaphorically. As things worsened, everybody at TOP News, as you can understand, no matter what our assignments were, we were basically put on riot duty. My tour started actually on April 5th. That was the day after the evening when Dr. King was assassinated. In the early evening, I was sent to the Metropolitan D.C. Police Headquarters on Indiana Avenue Northwest. And as I approached the building, I noticed row upon row of sandbags placed on the outside walls. Then I saw busloads of D.C. National Guardsmen, guard units in full battle gear, getting off buses and moving out on patrol duty. The night sky was lit up from the fires in downtown D.C. Smoke was billowing up. All this not very far from actually where I stood. And I thought, my God, this is my city. This is where I had lived so much of my life. And it's going up in flames, Joan and Bruce.
Did you move around the city at all that night?
I did. I headed up to Mount Vernon Square and then up 7th Street Northwest, one of the riot corridors, that and 714th Street. But in the distance, I could see groups of rioters. They'd been torching businesses and smashing store windows. Sirens were screaming. I actually felt like I was in World War II London Blitz.
Oh, man.
I tried to stay near the police. They were keeping some order, some semblance of order there. But then I got hit by tear gas, so I beat a hasty retreat. That's a really bad experience that no one should have to go through. It was quite a night.
Did you ever feel as though you were in danger?
I did, from time to time. But, you know, the adrenaline is pumping. It's a story. You've got to cover it.
Got to cover it.
And you've got to get the job done. And I just pushed the envelope a little bit. And luckily, nothing really serious happened.
Apparently, the next day, inside the WTOP studios, you witnessed more rioting.
That's right. I spent the day inside calling on reporters, getting reports, but I didn't really feel that safe because the disturbances by then were spreading uptown, up Wisconsin Avenue, and from the WTOP newsroom windows, three stories up, I actually saw rioters torching a gas station right next to WTOP and Wisconsin Avenue. Our studios then were at 40th and Brandywine near Wilson High School. I also saw burnout autos, smashed windows of nearby businesses. It was quite a day after the night before.
And so what time did you get home eventually?
Well, the station had to be secured under police protection at some point. It was too dangerous to leave. And I couldn't go back to Alexandria, where I was living at that time, because I-95 was closed to civilian traffic. So I spent the night at my parents' house in Northwest D.C. We'd lived there for a number of years. But I actually had to go pass through a military checkpoint a block from their house at Utah and Rittenhouse Street in Northwest D.C. And that was quite a sight to see uniformed service people
in your
right in the block by your house. I slept the night there. Sunday morning, I got up and went back home to Alexandria.
Wow. What a time that was.
It was an incredible time.